Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the search is on for a missing 12-year-old from Brooklyn. Let's get that story from our Glenn Shuck.
And Tori Smith left her home on Ocean Avenue here in Brooklyn about 7 a.m. Tuesday morning to head into school. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. Now, we spoke with her older sister, Eliana Perrazzo, who's also a Tori's guardian.
She went to school, as she does every day. And then after school, I watched as her AirTag on her phone went in one direction, and the train that she usually takes home, which goes to Brooklyn, went in the opposite direction.
Again, no word from her since. And Eliana tells us that she and Tori had a fight about the time that Tori's been spending with a 16-year-old boy, and she thinks Tori ran away. Now, she was last seen wearing her blue sweater with a hoodie, black and white striped pants, Nike sneakers, and a pink backpack, as police here in the 71st Precinct, hoping someone in the public has seen Tori. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Brooklyn.
There's an arrest in the attack on a woman outside her church in Queens last weekend. A 16-year-old is accused of mugging the 68-year-old on the steps of the St. Demetrios Greek Orthodox Church in Jamaica Hills. The woman fell down those steps. She was rushed to the hospital with a fractured skull and a black eye. She's still in the ICU, but she is stable. The kid, who police say took off with her purse, allegedly drove off in her car. He is now charged with robbery, assault, grand larceny, and criminal possession of stolen property. The latest victim of violence in the subway, that would be a cop who was allegedly punched in the face. This happened at the 59th and Lexington Avenue stop just after 7 last night. Two officers with police dogs were standing near the turnstile when a woman allegedly jumped it. They tried to stop her. That's when they say she socked one of them. The woman was arrested. The officers suffered minor injuries and will be okay. So what is going on at Half Hollow Hills High School West on Long Island? At least 40 students were out sick yesterday with some kind of stomach bug. About 1,000 go to that school. The cause of the illness is still a mystery, but the Suffolk Health Department says they inspected the school's cafeteria. Everything was okay on that end. They also note that kids who did not eat food prepared there have become ill, so it's definitely something else. Still, they are going to deep clean the entire building, and students who are sick are being told to please stay home until you are better. Battle lines being drawn between City Hall and the City Council over how they communicate. This is over Mayor Adams' new directive that local lawmakers must fill out a Google Doc if they want to speak to the head of a city agency, for example. Well, Speaker Adrian Adams directed council members not to abide by the policy, which Councilman Lincoln Ressler tells 1010 Winds.
This is an embarrassing bureaucratic boondoggle.
Yeah, he tried reaching out to the parks and health departments over concerns about elevated lead levels in McCarran Park in Williamsburg.
The parks department and the health department understood well that we were talking about a serious public health concern. And their response was, fill out a Google Doc.
Well, the mayor says the new protocol is smart coordination of city resources, but Ressler says,
if every elected official was filling out half a dozen or more of these Google Doc forms every single day, all that would happen is that we would have a written record of how incapable they are of managing responsiveness to elected officials and addressing local concerns in an efficient and effective manner. These folks don't know what they're doing.
As for the lead issue, a spokesperson for the mayor says despite the fact that Ressler refused to fill out the form, out of an abundance of caution, the Parks Department is adding soil and mulch to that park. An inspector with the city buildings department is accused of taking thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for overlooking complaints called into 311. It's not clear how the department became aware of what was allegedly going on, but when they did, the buildings commissioner says they notified law enforcement about 42-year-old Zabihullah Ibrahimi. He is now charged with bribery and official misconduct. He's on unpaid leave while the criminal case plays out. He faces up to 7 years if convicted. A new panel to study the use of artificial intelligence in New York's court system. NYU law professor Jason Schultz will be on that 39-member panel. He spoke to 1010 Wins.
There really aren't any clear standards, any guardrails, any best practices. And so my hope is the committee will look at both the opportunities and the risks for the judicial system. We want the judicial system to take advantage of technology, to be faster and more efficient, but to always be fair and equitable.
So, for example, lawyers might ask an AI assistant what the best cases are that could help them with their case. Could also be used to improve administrative systems and day-to-day court operations. Some big-name schools getting low grades from the Anti-Defamation League for how they handle anti-Semitism on campus. Around here, Princeton, SUNY Purchase, and SUNY Rockland all received an F. Columbia, Barnard, and Rutgers all got Ds. NYU and Queens College, both with a C. Harvard became a focal point after the former president there testified on Capitol Hill and refused to say whether calls for Jewish genocide on campus would break the school's rules. It's also on a failing list and is currently being sued by several Jewish students. New York City Soccer Stadium, the centerpiece of big plans for Willets Point, which have been approved now by the city council.
Mayor Adams celebrated in City Hall Park with union laborers who will benefit from the thousands of jobs the redevelopment will create.
We scored a major goal for New York City in this victory.
The New York City Football Club is paying for the new stadium, which is expected to open in 2027. Councilman Francisco Moya of Queens had pushed for this for over a decade.
We are building the first fully electric and 100% privately financed soccer stadium in the U.S., in the most diverse place in the world, Queens, a borough that eats, sleeps, and breathes soccer.
Phase two also includes 2,500 units of affordable housing. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
New York's nonprofit Wild Bird Fund, the recipient of yesterday's big tattoo tribute to the city's most famous owl.
Flacco was a unifier in a city where it's easy to disagree.
I'd like something to sort of like commemorate that spirit.
That's why Liot Kaplan is here at East River Tattoo in Greenpoint, getting some ink of the owl for $150, one day only, far cheaper than the regular price. Customers can pick from one of a few sketches. Some were drawn by the owner, Duke Riley.
And I just ended up doing this drawing of him and putting it up on my Instagram, and just to see if anybody was interested in getting a tattoo to kind of commemorate Flacco.
That became a full day. They are donating a good portion of the sales to the Wild Bird Fund. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Coming soon, your chance to shop till you drop for your pet. Amazon is back with Pet Day, May 7th and 8th. This is 48 hours of deals and discounts on pet supplies, toys, apparel, and more.
I have a pet. He is a dog. And he says woof, 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 woof. Woof, woof.
They say to think of this like Prime Day for pets, but unlike the People Prime Day, this will be open to everyone. Not just Prime members. Okay, here we go.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Hey, can't get enough of grilled cheese?
Grill me a cheese.
I'm not grilling you a cheese. What? Oh, for God's sake.
I need some bread, then cheese, then bread. That's all I need. That's how I feed.
Well, it turns out Americans are eating a whole lot of grilled cheese sandwiches these days.
According to a new survey commissioned by Pepperidge Farms, each adult downs about 36 grilled cheese sandwiches a year. Collectively, that's enough to fill nearly 900 Olympic-sized swimming pools or cover well over 29,000 football fields. As to what the hypothetical perfect grilled cheese looks like, overwhelmingly the type of cheese had to be American. The bread, white, medium toasted. And as for the best way to cut the ooey gooey toasty sandwich, the majority, 52%, said diagonally, 21% said vertically, and 17% said they don't cut it at all. Monsters.
That's Stacey Lynn reporting. 62% agreed that grilled cheeses are best made at home. 40% said they prefer it for lunch. Then for any other mealtime, I say anytime, anywhere.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.